It's time to get Gruberized on the Steve Gruber Show. Wow, you don't get
something from nothing. You can have freedom for free. Coming up in the second hour here, I will get to some other important headlines that are flat out wrong, showing once again the inability for the journalists, or alleged journalists in this country, to tell the truth. What I mean by that is this. The Hill yesterday put up a headline, Supreme Court upholds ruling that blocks Trump from ending DACA. Not at all what they did. The court declined to grant an expedited review of that ruling, period. The court is going to wait until the matter has made its way through the Court of Appeals. It's that simple. Obviously not a ruling on the merits of the case, just said, no, let the lower court of appeals work through, and then we'll look at it. We're not going to jump the gun on it. So DACA, it may extend past March the 5th, which it will next week. But the Supreme Court certainly did not uphold the ruling that blocks Trump from ending DACA. I mean, and seriously, how is it that an executive order, an executive order from the previous administration is getting the same deference as an actual law that's made its way through Congress. Congress, through Article I powers, have the ability to make legislation to be signed into laws. I predict the Supreme Court will ultimately rule against Barack Obama's arrogant behavior and giving to himself imperial powers and law-making authority. But this exemplifies what Trump is usually up against. He has to fight tooth and nail against all of these odds. But he seems to come through in the end, so don't bet against him. I'm going to bet that he comes through on DACA as well. And if the Democrats were willing to work properly with him, they might actually get something done and make progress. But that's not what they want. They want to undermine this president, continue to discuss his legitimacy, and so on and so forth. It is the biggest attack on democracy in my lifetime, that I can assure you. When we start questioning and doubting the results of legitimate elections, this country's in deep peril. We'll get back to that more at the top of the second hour. Right now, I want to go back to this discussion over firearms and the fact that many on the left will not stop, will not sleep until there is zero ownership, zero civilian ownership of firearms. That's the goal. Let me start with this. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who is considered by many to be a likely candidate to run for president as a Democrat, of course, a liberal Democrat, whatever that means anymore, just a far-left Democrat in 2020, challenged President Trump yesterday during a discussion period and staked out his anti-gun position. He is opposed to the idea that any teacher should be armed to protect students against mass killers like the one that killed 17 in Florida on Valentine's Day. Listen to this.
Now, I know that you have suggested arming our teachers. And
no,
I just...
No,
I
no,
just,
not your teachers.
Not your
arming teachers. A small portion that are very gun adept, that truly know how to handle. Because so I do feel, Governor, it's very important that gun-free zones, you have a gun-free zone, it's like an invitation for these very sick people to go there. I do think that there has to be some form of major retaliation if they're able to enter a school. And if that happens, you're not going to have any problems anymore because they're never going to the school. You're never going to have a problem. So it would just be a very small group of people that are very gun adept. Anyway, go ahead, Governor.
If I may respond to that, let me just suggest whatever percentage it is, I heard at one time you might have suggested 20%. Whatever percentage it is, speaking as a grandfather,
right,
speaking as a governor of the state of Washington, I have listened to the people who would be affected by that. I've listened to the biology teachers, and they don't want to do that at any percentage. I've listened to the first grade teachers that don't want to be pistol packing first grade teachers. I've listened to law enforcement who have said they don't want to have to train teachers as law enforcement agencies, which takes about 6 months. Now, I just think this is a circumstance where we need to listen, that educators should educate, and they should not be foisted upon this responsibility of packing heat in first grade classes. Now, I understand you have suggested this, and we suggest things, and sometimes then we listen to people about it, and maybe they don't look so good a little later. So I just suggest we need a little less tweeting here, a little more listening, And let's just take that off the table and move forward.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, we have a number of states.
That's the end of that. So we're just going to start. So there it is. You know, it was Jay Inslee's first volley into the presidential race of 2020. You just heard it here. In response to that, Matt Bevin, the governor of Kentucky, with a much more reasoned discussion as to why we have gun violence in America. Go.
We mock and ridicule the very foundational principles that this nation was built upon, where you treat people the way you'd want to be treated, where you respect human life, where you respect the dignity of women and of children and of people who we have increasingly degraded in our society. This culture of death is becoming pervasive. And if it's not addressed by all the imperfect people in this room with a sense of purpose and a sense of aspiration, I think we're going to see a continued trajectory that's not good. Many things have not changed. There have always been guns, and there were fewer restrictions. Right. There have always been guns in homes and fewer rules. It isn't to say that these rules and these restrictions are necessarily bad. But what has changed is what we do or don't do as it relates to acknowledging the value and the dignity of every human life. And when you couple that with the number of psychiatric drugs that are increasingly systemic and that have very severe warnings associated with them related to depression and suicidal thoughts, you put all these things in a mess, and no one among us is bold enough or willing to step up and challenge the fact that this is a problem. This is why it goes unchecked. And I would call on you, sir, as I'm calling on my fellow governors and myself, to seize the opportunities we have to call America to higher action as it relates to our mores.
We've always had guns. We just didn't shoot each other. Children weren't killing children. What's changed? The attitude. There are more guns in America today than there have ever been, by a great number. More people own guns in America today than have ever owned guns. And yet the crime rate has remained flat or gone down for 30 years. You see, so in our population obviously has gone up. So that hasn't changed. But we see these mass killings on occasion now. That has. Ponder that for a moment on a Tuesday, 25 after it's the Steve Gruber Show.